This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
John Heyman. John, I love you, John. We used to have John all the time when Joe and I did our shows. John Heyman has no shame because he did an exclusive interview with Jose Iglesias. They went out to lunch where Jose Iglesias is stating his case to return as a member of the New York Mets. And I only say John has no shame because Iglesias is a Boris guy. So this feels like Scott Boras saying, hey, John, can you go out with Jose? Can you do an interview with him? Can you get the fans all riled up that they should want him back? And maybe the public pressure, like it worked with Pete Alonso, is going to work on the Mets to bring Iglesias back. So that's how I perceived it. So the Iglesias thing is very complicated. I'm very mixed about it, as I think I've expressed here on the Rico. I think that this team needs to move on from the gimmicks of last year. But I think about him in two terms that are important. Number one, locker rooms matter. I do think this is a very strong locker room, and they won't fall apart because Jose Iglesias isn't there. But I also think of the baseball aspect. So right now, when you project the 26-man roster, and remember, a couple of things you need to know right off the top. You cannot carry more than 13 pitchers on a roster. Cannot. That is a rule. That is mandatory. You could carry 12. You could carry 11, but very rarely do teams do that. They will go 13. And they will go 13. So that means, barring injury, the New York Mets already have three spots completely locked up. The backup catcher role, Luis Torrens. The other DH, Winker or Marte. And the other center fielder, Siri or Taylor. That's three. That means there is only one spot left. And remember, they don't have any backup infielders. So that last spot has to go to a backup infielder. And wouldn't you want that backup infielder to be, let's say, a shortstop? Because they don't have a shortstop on the roster. So can Brett Beatty be the one backup infielder? That would leave them with no shortstops. Could Jared Young be the one backup infielder? He hasn't played shortstop. Nick Madrigal is learning shortstop, so we'll throw him in the mix. Ronnie Mauricio is certainly not in the mix, because he's not going to start playing games till the middle of March. And then you have, of course, Luis Angel Acuña, who plays shortstop. So this is all going to come back to Iglesias, and it's going to connect to the 26-man roster projection. They have one spot left, barring injury, okay? Unless they're carrying less pitchers, which I truly doubt. If they carry less pitchers, it would be for a week and a half. You know what I mean? Like, they would look at the off days and say, ah, you know what, with the off days, we can handle one less pitcher. We'll stick someone on the IL to start the year, extended spring training, and then we'll come back to 13-13. But they're going to go 13-13 majority of the year. So they have one bench spot. Can the Mets break camp without a backup shortstop? We played that clip of Lindor earlier. He wants to play every day. If he's going to play every day, here's how you can break camp without a backup shortstop. You could have Brett Beatty make the team. or Jared Young, whoever you want, who's not a shortstop. And if something happens to Lindor mid-game, you have your emergency shortstop. Let's say it's Jeff McNeil. Let's say it's Brett Beatty, only for a few innings to get through that game. The following day, you obviously rush to make a roster move, and here comes Luis Angelico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Cunha. You can do that. If your plan is Lindor's going to play every day, then yes, you can get away with that. That just means he's literally playing every day. There are no off days. And if there's an injury, you get through that night. You make a move the next day. Or the other option is to have a shortstop on your roster. Well, we just went through the options. It's Luis Angel Acuña. It's Nick Madrigal, if you want to consider him a shortstop. He's learning it here in spring training. And I can't even include Ronnie Mauricio because I don't think he's an option based on the fact he's not going to play till the middle of March. And that brings you to Jose Iglesias. Wouldn't he just be the answer? If you feel, listening to this discussion, yes, they need a backup shortstop, bro. You can't do this. Then it can be Jose Iglesias. Now, if you sign him tomorrow to a major league contract, that's it. There's no competition for anybody else barring injury. The roster is completely frozen, but it at least makes sense. There's your backup shortstop who hit .337 last year and who, by the way, may play plenty at second base if Jeff McNeil is struggling. So there's an avenue to Jose Iglesias being the guy. But, there is one caveat that I think would push back on a lot of Met fans. And it's certainly not Nick Madrigal. It's Luis Angel Acuña. Luis Angel Acuña obviously plays shortstop. He's also played second, a little bit of third. Center field gives you great versatility. And when he came up last year filling in for Lindor, he was fantastic. If I put a poll out right now, I'm sure plenty of Met fans would say, listen, OMG, I love you. Give me Acuña. There's no other player I mentioned that Met fans would rather see than Jose Iglesias. They're not saying Nick Madrigal. At this point, they're not saying Brett Beatty. Acuña's the only guy. So then it comes down to this, David Stearns. Are you okay with a prospect being up here as a bench player? Because if Acuña makes the team as the super utility backup infielder, at least at first, there are not a lot of guaranteed at-bats. Luckily, David Stearns was pointedly asked that question. Hey, David, Would you be okay with Luis Angel Acuña making the team and not being guaranteed consistent at-bats?
Would you then be comfortable carrying him on the major league roster the way that it stands with it just being like that smaller sort of bench utility type that's up for grabs?
Yeah, I think it's, look, that's a discussion we're going to continue to have throughout camp, and it's a possibility. He's in that competition. He's part of that competition. But we've got a lot of time to make that decision. There's a lot of things that can happen between now and then before we have to make that decision. So we'll answer that when we need to at the end of camp.
That is a punt, ladies and gentlemen. That's Thomas Morstead punting the football into the other end zone. He doesn't want to answer it. And I get it. He's right. A lot of things can happen over the next month. There could be injuries. I mean, injuries are the biggest caveat to our projection of a 26-man roster. Guys get hurt, everything changes. And that may be what Jose Iglesias is waiting on. He's got major league offers elsewhere, according to John Heyman, Scott Boras. Okay, he could take one of those. But he may be waiting for A, someone to get hurt, or B, the Mets to have a change of heart on Iglesias. If they are not willing to carry Luis Angel Acuña as a super utility backup infielder, then it makes the most sense for this roster for Jose Iglesias to be on it. Because as much as I want to see Brett Beatty get an opportunity, they need a backup shortstop on this roster. And Brett will get an opportunity. If one guy gets hurt, it doesn't matter the position. If one guy gets hurt, besides catcher, obviously, Beatty gets called. If Vientos gets hurt, Beatty gets called. If Alonso gets hurt, Beatty gets called. Like, he's going to be the first guy up. Now, it sucks that if everybody's healthy, which is not sucking. I mean, it's amazing if everybody's healthy, but if everybody's healthy, then it sucks for Brett. He's a AAA. There's just no other way. There's no other option unless you're comfortable with him playing shortstop. Or my idea of just don't have a backup shortstop, and if God forbid someone gets hurt, whatever, get through the night, and then you make a change the next day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.